Fresh Takes. Hello, and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash Ketchum's Pikachu, we don't evolve, we just level up here with Meme to talk Invincible. I forget the title. It's something about shutting up. Haven't you shut up yet or something? I forget the actual title or how it's stated.
You know, I just looked at it this morning, too, and all, as soon as you said that, it just, like, fell out of my head. I know it's I thought you'd never shut up. I think that's what it
is. Oh, yeah, that's it. For those who are on YouTube watching, we are in sunglasses with a little bit darkened. Let's just say I'm not... Yeah. And that's where the tagline, or that's where the little intro goes.
Yeah.
We're in sunglasses, we're pretending to be cool people, more or less. I got hit in the head at my job. I'm still feeling it, so a little bit darker background, darker lighting. But we're making it work with the sunglasses. We're talking Invincible, the Conquest episode. Brandon, what are your thoughts? Because I think this whole season was more or less what I was expecting. Because it's very just panel to screen, more or less.
I was satisfied with the finale. I definitely don't think it was a 4 out of 10. That's for sure.
Yeah, the IGN rating that I didn't even read fully. I was just like, this is bullshit. Watched the episode, saw the rating, and I was just like, this 4?
No.
4 out of... Dude, are you getting paid to hate on this? Like, I don't even know how you have that bad of an opinion on it. Like, if someone was like, this is a 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10, maybe you can give me an argument for it.
Yeah.
But a 4? No. Yeah, that's insane. I think that's just hating. You're just hating at that point.
I agree.
But Brandon, Conquest. Let's talk about the third Viltrumite to come to Earth, but the first one that was like, we're wrecking shit.
Yep. Yeah, the first one. Aside from, I guess, Omni-Man's kind of destruction when he fights with Mark the first time.
I don't know if I can count that, because like his whole mission was to like slowly convert the planet, and I think he was more or less having a midlife crisis when Mark kind of gained his powers, and he's just like, ooh, I really like my time here, but now it's time to do stuff. And I take that as more of like a midlife crisis rather than a full-on invasion, where Conquest was like, I'm here to destroy your fucking planet. Also, these Viltrumites are really good at finding other Viltrumites.
Yeah, he found Mark immediately.
I don't have that as a question for like for the segment. I got some questions, but I have a question of how do they keep finding Mark like immediately?
Yeah, they come straight to him.
Like Anissa was question. Like there. Like
yeah, hello, Mark. On a date. Yeah, he wasn't even like in costume or anything when she showed up.
And like
maybe they can smell him. Maybe have a certain Viltrumite smell or something.
I don't think they've ever explained it in the comics. It's just they happen to find them immediately. There's not like, hey, there's this alien running around or flying around the planet looking for another Viltrumite, looking for somebody named Mark or Invincible. No, right. It's just I'm here to fight you, or I'm
right here to threaten you.
Just a thought that I'm like, I have to put it out there. It's it's a question I have. I don't know why it's a thing. More or less, it's I don't want to say lazy storytelling, but let's say convenient storytelling on Robert Kirkman's part.
My headcanon's going to be that they can smell them.
It makes sense.
Viltrumites have a different smell. You know, they have way stronger senses.
Or maybe like Superman, they can see other Viltrumites. So you can just like infrared, like on a planet, they know where they're at.
Yeah, maybe just like by their physiology.
I think I have to like, well, if we rewatch the episode, I forget what it's called, the Thraxid episode where the Viltrumites go to kill Nolan, Omni-Man, like they more or less found him immediately. And even after getting like sliced in half, the dude found them immediately. So it's, maybe it's just an uncanny thing, ability that Viltrumites just know where to go immediately.
So. Yeah. They can just sense each other.
All right, let's go through the play-by-play. What happened? And
Sorry, Montreal was mad.
More or less, this is just one giant fight scene with a resolution at the end. But let's get into it. Mark and Conquest fights. Conquest makes a statement. I'm not here to recruit you. I'm not here. This is your one last chance, but I'm here to fight you. And Conquest throughout the fight was kind of just, he was kind of telling Mark his position. He's the oldest of the Viltrumites. Everyone's so afraid of him. They just send him planet to planet to essentially Conquest. He talks about how he doesn't even have a name. And I think in the comics, and maybe this could be spoiler territory, again, spoilers for all of our episodes. I think this might be in the comics too, but I think they go into a little bit of like, I don't think Conquest remembers his name. I'm pretty sure that's a fact.
He probably did have a name, yeah, I'm sure. After thousands and thousands of years being called one thing, yeah.
So I think he forgets his name, but like as they grow in age, they lose memories, they lose maybe a little bit of their personality, but they're still very, very strong. And yeah, I think
obviously
they labeled him as like the second strongest fighter, or at least the way he spoke in this episode. He was like the second strongest. He was like the strongest of all the Viltrumites. I'm going to say second strongest because I already know there is at least one more ahead of him, and that's future Invincible future seasons. I did mention him on the show of Throg, so I guess there is a spoiler of Throg, but he did not show up. I gotta add that question too. Where's Throg? I thought he was gonna show up.
Yeah, didn't they cast him? Or was it? I guess it was rumored, right?
I think it was rumored that Jeffrey Dean Morgan was gonna be casted as him. But then obviously he's Conquest.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Conquest. I thought he did a good job, but I guess like in my head, Conquest just had like an older sounding voice, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan, like it wasn't the voice that I thought. But I thought he played the craziness of Conquest very, very well.
Yeah.
But getting into what happened, Mark and Conquest fight. Conquest for the beginning of the battle more or less is just playing around with Mark. He's looking for a battle. He's not looking to just conquer. He wants a good fight. Oliver sees the battle on TV. He runs to go help. Debbie encourages him, but then cries afterwards because both her boys are in very much in peril. Like this is the strongest. Like, as Cecil mentioned, this guy probably takes down no one. He probably takes down Omni Man. Oliver runs to help him. Oliver tries to fight, but more or less is just no match. Gets nearly ripped in half. Did you think it was going to happen? Was there a moment?
I was worried it was going to happen. Like I didn't think it was going to happen because I didn't think he was going to die. But I definitely like when you could hear his body. Yeah, his body started to tear apart, and he's dripping blood. Yeah, I was thinking, oh, are they actually going to do this right now? I'm glad they didn't.
And no, but Mark comes up really fast. Conquest is like, oh, you're quicker than I thought you were. Mark calls up for Cecil. Cecil comes, takes Oliver out of the fight. Mark starts giving Conquest his all, starts putting some shots in, and we start seeing that Mark is very much like he can take Conquest. Not necessarily, like, I don't know if he can. There's a question if he can beat him, but he very much is taking Conquest on by himself, and he's giving him some punches more so than I think even Conquest was imagining. Which I think there has to be a reminder. A reminder that Viltrumites get stronger with each and every battle. That's why the older they get, the stronger they get. And Mark, one, he's training. Like, that was the thing. He upgraded. But he also just fought a bunch of versions of himself.
Yep. He's been fighting a lot of big things. I mean, he fought the dragon thing and stuff like that. Mr. Lou, that's his name, yep. So, like, he's Titan definitely been in a bunch of big battles. Yeah. I mean, he fought.
Powerplex.
I mean, Powerplex apparently killed an Invincible, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think that just the Invincibles in general and Angstrom Levy, he's been leveling up his game, and it shows in this episode. Like, last episode, I think, with Angstrom Levy definitely showed, but this one was just like, all right, he's going against a way stronger opponent, but he's showing that he can match. He's getting closer.
The punishment he took was insane.
Yeah. I mean, the punishment all around.
Maybe he really is.
I see what you did there. Is this the first time you did this on the show without me knowing?
I think so.
Good for you. Good job.
Yeah, I had to get one in at the end.
Cecil's freaking out. In the comic, he was also freaking out, too. He's just like, damn it, of all the days, why is it today? Because it is very, like, inconvenient of Conquest to come at this moment. And he runs to Sinclair. He's telling him to get it ready. And Sinclair is just like, no, but these are going to be gods. These are going to be, like, really strong beings. And we see that the Invincibles that fell, they're becoming the Reanimate Man. And those things are scary. Because they're already
Viltrumites. I mean, they already took out one Invincible, didn't they? And then to have Invincible versions is pretty crazy.
But not ready. Cecil's just like, fuck, and he runs off. Eve wakes up in the middle of all of this. She sees that it's Mark. Says like, oh, it's Mark. I'm like, wait, that's Mark? That's your boyfriend? That dude?
Yeah, of course.
I forget what the dad says about it, but I don't think it's a great reaction.
No.
But Eve, she puts her costume on. She puts her own cast, color-coded and all, very Power Rangers-like. She calls for Cecil. Cecil comes. She's like, I need to go find Mark. Cecil more or less is just like, please don't ask me to do this, because I think Cecil just knows, like, you're dead. Like, you try to confront this, you're going to die. And in the comics, I think the bigger point was Cecil's just like, we can't get you there. They're going so fast that we can try, but, like, we're probably not getting you, like,
anywhere near them.
It's difficult. In the show, I think they kind of dropped that storyline. I did recently read, 10 comics around this area, so I have a decent idea of, like, where it's going. So Eve, she makes it there. Not much of a problem. Maybe she's a Viltrumite all along.
Great.
She makes it there. She's geared up. Power Rangers suit on. She's got her barrier. She's got her...
swinging hammer.
Her mirror force. Maybe not exactly mirror force. Yu-Gi-Oh! Reference. Swinging hammer. And she's... Goddamn, she's leveled up too. She's holding her own against Conquest, at least briefly, which...
Maybe she's not going to beat him, but she holds him back, at least, which is a feat all in itself.
Yeah, and in the comics this was, but I will say, like, the show definitely amped her abilities up. They're putting more Green Lantern spin to it, which I'm all for, because it makes sense. Like, Eve is a great character, and I'm happy that they're showing more of her in that way. But Eve doesn't last long. It's a minute, and Conquest, he goes for the killing blow, and... He succeeded. Straight up, hand through the gut, guts falling.
Ripping her face in half.
Cutting her jaw, like punching through it. Her mouth is just eviscerated. She's fallen. Mark's at this point is
also
broken
legs. Just had his femur broken.
Broken legs. I'm pretty sure one of his arms is broken too or injured. I forget if
I think it happened. No, it happens after this. Breaks his arm, destroying his mechanical arm.
Right. But Eve dives in his arms. And man, Brandon, what was your emotion? Because I remember my emotion reading the comic. I was terrified. I was like, no. Well,
once again, I was like, I was questioning the whole episode. I was like, why can't she just like fix her broken leg? You know? And so I guess I kind of started like, you know, she can control any matter or whatever, you know. I feel like she probably did say that she couldn't do organic matter before, But she did turn an apple into gold, which, I mean, isn't an apple organic matter?
Organic,
but anyways, so I was kind of, I had a feeling that something like that was going to happen, but it was still brutal, brutal to watch.
Bruder, Mark sees her die, and dude, gloves off. Like, I don't know where, like, Mark keeps getting this, like, the power, but I'm like, man, you should have just gloves off from the freaking beginning, because he comes up and he gloves are off. He broke, they both break their arm. They're going at it. And Mark, for the moment, I think might have won if it wasn't for one miracle of a moment, and that is Eve being resurrected by her own powers. And in the moment, she threw the, I don't even know what to call it, an energy beam, basically
Some sort of laser, yeah,
just
burns all his skin
fries
off.
Conquest all naked, and then afterwards she's a jerk and then
Passes out,
collapses, passes out. And Mark and Conquest, they're both just broken. They're fighting each other. And Mark, I think we also missed the part that he's fighting dirty. Like, once Eve dive, he's biting. Like, he's gloves are off. He's out to kill. And he pulls the last move because he fights with his arm. His arm gets broken. He's like, fine, I will
Although,
just
yeah, he's
headbutt.
got both of his arms broken, yeah, and just
I'll just
smashes his
headbutt
face
you
in,
to death.
yeah.
And Conquest dies.
Right.
Mark and Eve have a moment together, more or less happy that they're both just alive. Mark can't really believe what happened. Cecil and company shows up, also just like, where the fuck were they? But like,
You
it's
know,
probably such a quick battle that.
yeah, that, and I had a little theory on that, that maybe Cecil didn't show up to save Eve right away because he knew that maybe it would push Mark to actually beat him, like in that moment. Like, letting this happen was what Mark needed in order to actually take out Conquest. So I think that's why he kind of ignored him for that minute there. Not that he might have been able to save her anyways. I mean, she was already like dead.
Or he knew her ability well enough to
Yeah.
know that once she's dead, or what, like the mental
That
blocks of her
close, yeah.
ability is gone. And she's able to come back. And I know there's something more about her ability to the mental blocks, that's further down the road. But yeah, you got to get a glimpse of like Eve's true power. And yeah. So Conquest is down. Mark and Eve live on. Oliver lives on. They all heal. They're in the room. They're in the little GDC hospital. Debbie blames herself for Mark's and Oliver's reality. Like, I am sorry that I, one, conceive you into this life, but Mark is like, you did everything right. And I'll be honest, I think this ver this reality of Debbie did is like perfect,
Yeah.
like downright perfect, because we saw the other realities. Without this Debbie, there wouldn't be an Omni-Man that turns. Or is beginning to turn. You wouldn't have an invincible that is good. And so she did everything right. But I understand as a parent, like, why you would be upset and why you'd blame yourself, which is a good sign that, like, Debbie is a fucking saint. Rexplode has his funeral. It's sad. Rudy, who is in his robot, does a eulogy and announces that he changes his name to Rex. And Brandon, can you and
I mean, I
Brandon,
kind of guessed, yeah.
do you understand my some of my mistakes earlier this season
Yeah.
when I kept
Look.
calling Rudy Rex, and you're like, you meant Rudy, right? Not Rex. And I was like, yeah,
Yeah.
that's the, yeah, I meant Rudy, not Rex.
It's pretty weird though, right?
It
Like,
is
take somebody's
weird.
name. Like, you just basically just like, oh, you know what? To honor you, I'll just become you and take over
Well,
your life.
I think in this circumstance, it makes sense. It's already weird. Like,
Yeah.
robot, the reason why he chose Rex's DNA is because he's handsome and he wanted Monster Girl to be attracted to him. So, like, that's essentially clone yourself after somebody and then they die. I think it's already weird. So in a weird way, this is like their, it isn't honorable in this sense. But I agree. Yeah, like if you died and like I have become meme.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. But I kind of like it. Rex Robot, man. That like that's how I know him. I forget that his actual name is Rudy because I'm like Rex Robot. Also just
Okay.
rolls off the tongue.
Next robot.
Rex Robot. So, I'm really happy that scene happened because I wanted to explain why I keep making that mistake, and I've been
Yeah.
wanting to explain it, but I'm like I can't explain it
The
until it happens,
end. Yeah.
because one, it ruins the Rexplode being dead. And after this, we get like a bunch of more or less teases for next year, next season, hopefully next year. The Secoids are coming back. Battle Beast wants more. Conquest is still alive, and Cecil has him. Mark says he's not going to hesitate to kill anymore. And Damian Darkblood is back and helping a demon.
Yeah, not only helping even apparently it sounds like he's gonna summon Nolan there.
Maybe.
I mean,
Or Mark.
yeah, but he said that his heart was black. And I don't know if Mark's heart is black or if he would ever. I mean, he was gone before like the Battle of Chicago and stuff even happened. So he would have no reason to like assume that Mark was bad, I feel like.
Maybe it's one of those like your heart is black or blackish, and you're going for a Viltrumite, and they accidentally send Mark.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right,
I
let's
guess you
move
know,
on.
so.
Actually, we're gonna get into that. We will get into that. I've got some questions. Moving on to the segment. Is this the best episode yet?
I don't know if it's the best episode yet. I think it's up there.
I've had people say
But
it. I've seen that people said it. I think animation-wise, it's pretty good.
it's yeah,
It's
yeah.
top-notch.
I'd hesitate to put anything over the season one finale.
It's tough. I
Yeah,
don't
especially how
know.
similar they are, like the yeah, I mean even like some of the like stuff happens again, like getting drugged through all the people and stuff like that. Which I don't think was like, I mean, it's definitely something they would do, so it makes sense. I don't think it's like a ripoff or anything of it, but I think the original definitely stands above it.
I think the original had the stakes, whereas the
Yeah.
first one, like, it was like, damn, like, you knew what was at stake. But the first one was so much more emotional. It was a build-up, whereas this one, it was more sudden. I think, technically, when it comes to just the terms of, like, animation, I think this episode's a lot better. But story-wise, it's hard to get past the first one. What would be our top five episodes? That is one of the questions.
That's tough. I mean, this one definitely would be up there. The season one finale. I'd almost put the first episode in there just because of the twist at the end,
That's good.
where
Season two
maybe I killed
finale.
everyone. Season two finale. Yeah, I think that's probably up there.
Then what's the fifth one? Is it Invincible War? Is it the Titan?
I don't know. I
Powerplex?
almost feel like the first episode of the season was is above those. Maybe Powerplex, but at the same time, like I think it's a really big moment and like stuff, but I don't know if I'd put it. I don't know.
It's tough. Maybe I'll have to come back. I do want to come back to this like in a week or so, like rewatching season three and maybe like, hey, this is our rankings of like best seasons, best this, because I think like it's still fresh for us. In the comics, and I've said this before, when Conquest comes, this is more or less when this real story begins. What are your thoughts on this statement now after watching Conquest?
Well, I mean, it definitely solidifies the Viltrumite threat. I mean, they've now come to Earth, and not only come to Earth, but attacked, So, and Cecil has no idea that there's only like 50 Viltrumites out there. So he, in his mind, I mean, there could be an army of them coming
They
at
think,
any
oh, they
point.
still think there is an army of them.
Army, yeah, So, I mean, I could definitely see this is how like tensions are up now. I mean, the world has been eviscerated like 3 days in a row. I mean,
Four, four,
4 days. Yeah,
four
4 days in a
days.
row. Yep. So, I mean, they're almost like in a post-apocalyptic world now with all the big cities destroyed and so many people
Yeah.
dead. So,
It's
it's a new world out there.
pretty crazy. Like, damn. Like, just imagine having like to watch Invincible One fight Invincible and then watch him fight Conquest and win. Barely, and just being like, oh yeah, this could happen at any moment
Yeah,
moving on
that would
forward,
be
'cause that was
terrible. Gotta be
one.
like the worst world to be just a regular person on.
You could
Honestly.
do you could be part of the other alternative realities where Mark is evil.
True, true. Yeah.
So, like, those are pretty
At
bad.
least, yeah. I just don't think I want to be part of the Invincible universe at all.
Yeah. Unless maybe if you're Invincible or Adam
No,
Eve or like one of the
I don't even,
superheroes.
I don't know. It seems their lives seem to suck too.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
Mark's got the
fair.
responsibility of the whole world on his shoulders.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, next question. Are you ready for more Viltrumites? 'Cause they coming, man.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The next big arc is called Viltrumite War. I'll just leave it at that. I think that might be season four. I wouldn't be surprised if they stretch it to season five, but I think season four is, 'cause really in the comics, there's like 10 issues. Maybe 15 in between Conquest and Viltrumite War, so we're close to there. Is Oliver and Eve brave, foolish, or both?
I mean, probably both.
I'm like, I question this because I'm like, they have no chance, and their odds of survival is low. Of course, both of them survive. Eve didn't know that she could re essentially resurrect herself. Oliver's tough, but not
But
nowhere near.
he had no idea how strong they could really be. Like, he's never had a challenge like that. Not even close.
And what a mistake, you're dead.
Yep.
It's not,
That's,
you're
there's no
hurt,
do-overs. Yeah.
you're dead. But the next question is, would Mark have beaten Conquest without interference?
No. No. He
I think
got
if
saved multiple
Conquest
times by them.
went as an assassin, just to straight up, like, I'm gonna fight you and I'm gonna kill you, like, I think he would have beat him
Oh,
rather
yeah.
quick and easily.
If he wouldn't have screwed around, if he would have just, yeah, just went for the kill right away, he would have killed him. I don't think he would have stood a chance.
But he let it happen and
Yep.
let Mark marinate in emotions, and Mark ended up getting the upper hand
Yeah.
a
Oh,
little
yeah.
bit
And
because of Eve, but Oliver
well,
more or less was a
I mean,
distraction.
she did, yeah. Eve did literally burn all his skin off. He was just, so, I mean, that was definitely. That's gonna do something. Even if you're a Viltrumite, that's gotta hurt. Just expose muscles. Imagine just being able to tear in and just grab people's muscles.
That sounds
Yeah.
painful, man.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Luckily, Mark didn't have any hands.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
He still had teeth, though. I mean,
Yeah. Ugh.
not like Oliver.
Yeah. God. Yeah, that was brutal.
I guess my other
Just
question
as.
is, did you think Eve was dead? I think we already answered that.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I mean, it's a comic book. Very few people actually die. Especially not main
Well,
characters.
yeah.
I mean, they do. I mean,
They die.
Rex
Rex is
died.
dead.
Yeah, but now there's a clone of him
There
named
was
Rex.
always a
Yeah,
clone of
I know,
him.
but you know,
It's not
comic
the
book
same
ways.
personality.
No,
It's
it's
like
not. It's
completely
not.
different.
It's not. I know. I'm just
Also,
kidding.
does the question, does that the finale of season two make a little bit more sense for you?
The finale of season two.
Yeah,
Oh,
when Adam Eve was like, oh, hey, Rex, and you're like, wait a
yeah.
second.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
I never forgot about that.
did Cecil do the right thing and keep Conquest?
No. I think it's a terrible idea.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think there's a couple things that could happen. The obvious thing is that he like breaks out somehow, right? Another thing that could happen is somehow Cecil turns him into like one of the Reanimen, and then, but he
Breaks
goes
out.
crazy anyways, yeah, because It's just like a different level of being you're dealing with here, And I don't know, I guess I don't see any good ways. I mean, somebody, one of the other Viltrumites could break him out. I just don't see a good ending there. I understand he wants the information, but I don't know.
He, putting in Cecil's perspective, he doesn't know this Viltrumite, and he doesn't know what we know about the Viltrumites, and so he's gonna essentially try to hold them for information. And I think like it's a decent thought, but yeah, the risk that he proposed, like that's a
Not to mention the
huge.
fact that he could sit down there for thousands of years and not say a word. I mean, Cecil doesn't have thousands of years,
And like, if he breaks out and he's like, "I'm gonna fuck up the planet,"
Yeah, that's you. That's on
we're
you. And he would be even stronger now too, right? After that battle, presumably. It's kind of like Goku,
little bit.
Yeah. Like Saiyans.
Rudy took Rex's name. We already did the thoughts. You thought it was weird. It
It is
is
weird.
weird. Is it more weird? Or is it just the same level of weird as before?
I think it might be a little bit. I think that's just a weird thing to
I
do.
think I'm gonna argue against you. I think it's the same amount of weird. I think it's like the nicest thing you could do after cloning somebody.
I don't know.
It's in his
I
honor. You'll never
don't
forget Rex.
know. Yeah, I don't think I'd forget him anyways. I mean, you just by
That's
looking
fair.
at him, you never forget him.
That's fair. With Rey, because we're doing a little bit different in the comics. Rey dies in the comics, but she comes back. What's going to happen with Rey? Does she come back? Does she stay? Does she fight in Rex's honor?
Yeah, or maybe they just let her go. We just don't see her again. I could see that happening.
I think that's going to be the I think that's how it's going to go.
Yeah,
I think
I
she's
think they
still going to
just
be
gave.
in the show.
I think maybe they gave her a slightly happier ending than she had in the comics, but that's probably the ending. I don't know
Slightly
if this
under.
is. Yes, I don't know if it's slightly happier than dying, but at least she's alive.
Mean, she has room for happiness.
Yeah,
But
the
yeah, like,
opportunity for happiness.
I mean, in the comics, it was a male who died. And in the show, it's a female who had a love interest, didn't die, but had to watch her love interest die. I mean, what's better or worse? I think the latter
Tragic.
is better, but yeah, tragic. Who's a deadlier foe to come? The Sequids, Angstrom Levy, or Conquest?
Well, I'm curious about Angstrom Levy because it seems like he's just under the control of those technicians now. So who knows what they're gonna do? I mean, if they're smart, which they seem like they are, there's really no reason for them to mess with Earth ever again, right?
Yeah, I know Angstrom comes back, but I forget what happens. I'm
I
more or
assume he
less.
must like be able to break out of their control or something at some point.
I know he comes back, but I forget the story. I'm gonna have to like reread it to like really get an understanding. I just love Angstrom Levy. He's like my favorite, simply because he always comes back, and it's always just it's a quality villain. He's just like this weird like textbook villain, and I enjoy it.
One thing I will say is I was really hoping we'd get at least something of Nolan and Alan, where they were at, what was going on with them.
Season
Because
four, baby.
presumably, I guess they're either going to the council place where Alan lives or whatever, or they're on their way to Earth. And yeah, everything else, I don't know. I feel like it's been long enough. They got to be there soon, maybe like right away in the beginning of the next season, they show back up someplace. It was only like 4 days, though, I guess, in the show, the last two episodes, so.
They have a big storyline probably in season four. That's all I'm gonna say.
I was kind of hoping he was going to show up when Conquest was there. That's what I was hoping, but
Never in the
wishful
plan.
thinking. Yeah.
Wishful thinking. It would have been cool to see it, but no, this is Mark's battle.
Yep.
What is, I guess we talked about a little bit, what is Angstrom's plan? What's going on with them? I forget.
Yeah, I think he'll be off doing other things for a while, then he'll somehow
I think
break
so
out
too.
and come back.
I wouldn't be.
First thing on his mind will be Invincible.
I'm trying to think if he's comes if he's going to come back in season four, if this is going to be like a season five thing. I have a feeling it's going to be a season five, season six, but we'll see. So this one is a surprise for me. Damian Darkblood is back. What the fuck? This wasn't in the comics, and Robert
Okay.
Kirkman has talked
Okay.
about this.
All right. So it wasn't in the comics. So you don't know what's
I do
going on.
not. I do not.
Okay. I like that. See, I got the impression that he was talking about Omni-Man. That
I don't
was the
know.
impression I got. Yeah.
This is the one where I'm just like, I have no fucking idea, because he doesn't come back. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's just done. And Robert Kirkman's talked about this. And the thing that he's mentioned was that
He
in
felt like he
he's
did Darkblood dirty before and wanted to give him an
yes,
opportunity. Yeah.
but like
'Cause I agree. He got done dirty.
his goal was to more or less in the comics, and he recently was talking about this in the comics. All these heroes more or less fight the devil. They fight in hell. And he always wanted to do that with Invincible, but there was just never a good place or time for him to put that storyline in. And so him teasing this at the end of season three is more or less, hey, we're going to get some original stories in season four. I would assume season four. So this is new. I don't know. This is a new thing for me. I'm here for it. I want to see more Invincible. I want to be surprised.
I'm excited to explore more of the like the magic side, because we haven't really seen a whole lot of that overall in this world. I mean,
No.
like you could argue that like Adam Eve's powers are magic, but it I mean it kind of magic, but also like not magic at the same time. Like I wouldn't consider
Science,
green
magic, same
Like it's
thing.
yeah, I wouldn't consider Green Lanterns to be like magic
But you
powered.
can consider it magic.
Yeah. Just like you could consider, yeah, things we don't know to be magic.
Exactly.
But
Is Debbie the real MVC of the whole show?
I mean, she arguably is. I mean, she's had it rough, that's for sure. I mean, been in the middle of all of it without any powers or anything, just has to be there and kind of witness everything and try to hold everyone together.
I mean, she held the culture. She made
Yep.
the people around her the way they are. And I credit it to her. Like, of course, it's like the whole dynamic. But yeah, Debbie,
I mean, even
real
Oliver.
MCC.
Yep.
Yeah. Mark is no longer hesitating to kill for those who threaten family. Is Mark right here? Or is this going to blow up?
I mean, this is, I mean, that's the moral thing, right? But I mean, some people probably shouldn't be, I mean, especially when we're talking about like beings and stuff that aren't human and are capable of such absolute destruction, you know, without any reasoning or anything like that. And there's definitely an argument to be made there that you're better off, you know, taking him out. I mean, it's just like what's the difference between at some point, like Conquest, right? And you're like just a crazy, not speaking monster, like a kaiju that's destroying the planet. Like, at what point is there like a difference between those two? Like, you kill
Yeah,
the kaiju, right? Why
they can
wouldn't you
talk.
kill? Yeah, they can talk, but I don't think it makes a difference to their motives or abilities and stuff like that at that point.
This reminds me of D&D because there was like a moment in my side story campaign that I'm doing where my character is more or less like Luffy. I named him Oda, and he needs to eat to feed his rage. He's a barbarian. And there was a moment because we were going against kobolds, I believe, the little small lizards who were, more or less they're sentient. And my character was eating them, like after he killed them, he ate them. And they're just like, is this cannibalism? Is this like right? Like there was like an actual moral ethical debate, and I'm like, is it right? Is it wrong? And in the rule, they're like, well, if they speak, is it right or wrong? And I'm like, that's gonna be my character. But he didn't hear them speak; he just heard them growl. But I think it's a good point of like, when is it right to kill? When is it not? Like, Conquest if you don't kill him, he's gonna be trying to destroy your planet.
It's like a
Right
rabid
or wrong.
bear.
Angstrom Levy, if you would have killed him, that wouldn't have happened. I think there's an argument. And this show, I will say, in the comics, toys with this. There is a moment that's gonna happen in season four that plays with this new code that Mark has, and you're gonna be like, oh.
I could see somebody like with like the power of like a reality warping kind of power, but not necessarily using it for like direct destruction and evil, but still being like powerful enough to where like they could just erase everything if they wanted to, basically. Like that would be a question. Like they have the power to do it and like they're messing with you, but aren't necessarily using it for evil. Like what do you do in that situation?
And I'm excited for season four. I'm excited for the moment where this, like, the new status quo gets challenged. My question for you, though, is what do you think happens in season four?
I mean, we got teased for, a bunch of stuff, but I will say, like, didn't we also get teased for a bunch of stuff like before that didn't happen at the end of like season one that didn't happen till like now? So it's not, none of this is guaranteed to pay off in season four. Although I do assume that the sequins now, they've had enough time, like they have an army underground, like I could see that popping off next season.
You know what's really fucked up about the Secoids? They didn't do this in the show, but they did do this in the comics. That everybody they have in the sewers, they were more or less rescue workers for the Invincible Wars.
Okay.
And
I mean,
that's
it
how they
did
were
kind of
captured.
show, yeah, it showed that there was a lot of people wearing like, headlamps and stuff like that. So it did kind of implied that, yeah, that they were people out doing that kind of stuff. But yeah,
I
that
think
is
I
messed
can,
up.
I think I can, I'll just confirm Secoids are coming in season four.
Yeah,
It's
I'm sure.
happening. Angstrom, I don't think so. Damien Darkblood, I would have no clue, but I assume
I
that's
hope so.
coming in season
I hope
four.
so.
I don't know when else it would, because like I think it's correct. Like one out, like season four, I think
It
has
could
to
even
stretch out
start
a little
off,
bit.
yeah. Maybe it starts with the dark blood stuff to kind of give it kind of a little breathing room before we go right into the other stuff.
Well, I assume season five might be Viltrumite War. They might be stretching out the season four because, like I said, I don't know if season four has enough room for Viltrumite War plus everything in between.
Like the little stuff, yeah. So maybe we'll just wait to get into the Viltrumite War and just have like season five be that.
I
I could
wouldn't
see
be
that.
surprised. I don't. That might mean season four is less than 8 episodes. I don't know. We'll see. I would be
Well,
okay with it.
maybe, yeah. Maybe he's got some like other plans, like with the Dark Blood stuff, some other storylines to add in to flesh it out a little bit more. Maybe we'll get something good.
Yeah, it's a good question of like what's going to happen in season four. I will say, because I was reading the comics a little bit, and there was one of my favorite villains. That's not Angstrom Levy. There's one other one. There's two other ones, but like one other one that we haven't really like seen any glimpse of. And originally, I thought the Damien Darkblood stuff was going to like. I thought that's what they were referencing because I was like, what the fuck is this? He's never come back. But the one I was reading the comics and he shows up a lot sooner than I remember him showing up. And it's all about like Mark's new status quo a little bit. And that villain takes him deeper into it. And I'm just excited because he's such a ridiculous like villain. Ridiculous in a way you'll see him and you're like, what, Rick, really? This is the villain that this is the person who's doing this stuff, and they're like, it is. You'll know as soon as you see it. You'll
Okay.
know. All right. Ratings, NBCs, ratings for the episode and then ratings for the season. I think we'll just start with the episode and then we'll get to the season. All right.
I mean, I think I'm going to give it a higher score than IGN.
That would be like what, a 2 minus?
No, I'm thinking like a 4+, so actually a higher score even in your own out of 5.
I'm debating if it's like a 5, but I think I have it at 5 minus.
Yeah,
I think it's
you can give an
close.
argument there. Yeah, I think for sure I give it a 4+, and then you can make an argument for a 5-.
I think let's talk about like the reason why it's not a five. I think just there needs to be a little bit more because it was just battle scene and then epilogue, right? I'm
Yeah.
like, I think in order for this to be a five, there needs to be a little bit more to tie up everything, and there just wasn't.
Yeah.
And in the comic, that wasn't the case either.
And I won't argue that it definitely doesn't quite have the same emotional weight as some of the other battles have had. It was epic and it was on a grander scale, but it was almost too big of a scale to where you could like actually feel how impactful it was, like seeing, tons of buildings get destroyed and stuff like that and thousands of people getting killed. It's like it was almost like that's how it would happen, like so chaotic, but at the same time there was no like time to breathe on it, which is understandable. And I'm sure we're going to get into that in season four. I'm sure all the more of aftermath of how the world's recovering after both of these events took place.
I'm just like, I'm at the five minus. I can't put it more because I'm like, it needs a little bit more something. But I'm like, it's hard to really ding it for what it is. I'm like, it's a really good battle scene. Narratively, it could be stretched up more. They could have one-pieced it to be a lot. But I'm like, I'm okay for how quick it is because it's a quicker show. The pace is more brisk. And I think for a brisk show, for like what they're going for, I'm like, it's really good. It's
Yeah,
top-notch. This is.
having like a 40-minute fight scene in a show that's only an hour long is, I mean, that
This is arguably one of the greatest superhero shows of all time. I can't think of the thing that like beats it.
Yeah, I mean, especially talking about like a cartoon specifically. I don't think, I mean, the only things that come to mind is like Batman the Animated Series, but
I
it
wouldn't even
doesn't
say
have this.
that.
No, yeah, because it's a different kind of thing, because this is like an actual like serialized story like that is constantly building, whereas like the animated series, for as great as it was episodic,
I used to hold Young Justice to that degree, but I'm like, I don't think Young Justice match.
No, I think you go
Like,
back and watch Young Justice now. I mean, maybe like the first season is pretty solid,
first
second
two.
season, yeah, but then yeah, it falls off so hard.
I wouldn't say so hard, but it's definitely not. That's
As soon
all.
as they get rid of the OG team, I think is when things start going downhill.
That's fair. That's fair. We won't argue Young Justice on this episode.
Yeah, fair enough.
That would be a fun one to go back to once like the television run of 2025 kind of slows down a bit. All right, MVC of the episode. Let's go through each episodes. One through three, we labeled Mark. Number four, we did Alan the Alien. Five and six, we gave it to Eve. Seven, we gave it to Mark. I listed five for this one. But really, it's for me, it's going down to two. And I think you already know which two. I'll just go through the five. Rex as an honorable mention at five.
He's not even in the episode.
It's his funeral. He's such a great character. Honorable mention.
One more time, just to hit it on the head.
Yes. Also, this could be Robot now, too. You don't know. I'm just putting
Yeah.
Rex.
It's definitely
Cecil's
not a
number
robot.
four. I mean, he does his
He tries
parts.
hard. Yeah.
He does try hard. Oliver's number three because he tries hard too. I'm debating on which one I want to give the one spot, and I honestly, for me, whoever gets this one spot gets the spot for the series or for the season,
Season.
and it's
Yeah,
either
I.
Eve or Mark.
It's got to be Mark, though, right?
Does it have to be Mark?
I think it's got to be Mark.
Ooh,
I mean,
I.
Eve was extremely important to the battle and, like, was the reason why he won, but she also
Eve?
did, like, showed up at the end and.
She gave her life. She gave her life, and more or less, Mark doesn't
Mark.
win unless that
Yeah.
happens.
Yeah, but Mark gave his life as soon as he started fighting him.
That's fair. That's fair.
He
This
just
was
took a lot
hard.
longer to kill. He was just a
Do you
lot harder to kill than Eve.
remember when we did our predictions and I said Eve? This was the moment where I was just like, this is the reason why I said Eve was this fight scene, was this moment. Because she more or less was kind of the reason why Mark was put over the top. But I will say, watching this episode, I think I might be leaning more Mark here, but it's hard for the season where I'm like, I don't like.
I'd say I
It's
give
hard
her
giving
that
Mark
it's
over
close,
either. Like, I think
but
it's 1A, 1B at this point. I think you can give me an argument for
are you
either
there?
or.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Yep, hello.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we're good.
Okay, a little technical difficulties there. But yeah, I don't think you can not give it to Mark. Like, this was his season. Like, I know, I'm pretty sure we've, held him pretty high before, but I mean, his name is on the show, and this was his season. I don't think you
But
can
this is also
give it to
Eve's
Eve.
season.
Yeah, but I mean, there's an argument to be. I think they both made each other, but I think
Can we just give it to both
Invincible.
of them?
Seems like a cop out, Jake.
It is a little bit of a cop out, but like, I really can't say it's either or. I think like Eve.
All right, you could give it a give it to both of them, but we list it as Mark then Eve at
Mark
number
and
one.
Eve. That's fair. It's a show. For MVP, there's only one. It's Conklin's. Like, I can't even like name a second person here.
Yeah, well, there wasn't even another villain in this episode, really.
It's Conquest, man. The only other person is Cecil, but like that's anti-hero.
I don't consider him to be. I know, like, the first episode, first part or whatever, but I don't think you can really consider him to be an actual villain.
I agree. All right, season three as a whole, what are we doing for ratings?
Guess, do you remember what we gave the first two seasons?
I don't. Oh no. Now I gotta look.
Because I feel like I think this season was better than season two,
I agree.
but I don't know if it's better than season one overall.
Did we give
I think there's an
threes?
argument that it could be better than season one because now, like, things have gotten going, things are happening.
It was either 4+5-. We gave season one. I think maybe we went 5-, and I think season two we did 4 or 4+.
So I mean, and this solidly, I guess, would be like 4+5- territory then, I think.
That's where I have it. Four
Yeah,
plus
kind
five
of
minus.
right in between the two seasons,
I
or
can't
right
give it.
at the edge.
I can't give it a five, but I'm just like I can't say it's just great because I'm like it's.
The only real complaint about that I have about the season as a whole is just some of the shoddy animation
Yeah.
throughout. When you're talking
It's.
about it'd be different if it wasn't made by Amazon. Like, if it was like any other streamer or whatever, I'd be a lot more forgiving. But we're talking about, like, the richest company in the world.
Yeah, you
You
got the
tell me they
money,
could,
Amazon.
yeah, you couldn't afford a little bit more to the animation budget,
I think from here on out, I wouldn't be surprised if the animation is just top notch because I think it, I'm
I
not
think,
sure what they're
well,
doing on ratings, but it's delivering.
yeah, and I mean, and people have been complaining now. Definitely not the only people that have said that about the animation. So hopefully they realize that people care a little bit. It's worth it.
It
I
is
mean,
because there's so many shots where I'm like, oh, this looks awful. But then you watch the season finale where like the animation's just like different entirely. It looks really, really good. It's like
It's like,
it's top of its game.
why can't it, be like that throughout? There's no reason it can't with, like, I know you can say, like, animators are overworked and stuff, and I would agree with that, but they could afford more animators. And I mean, it's not like this isn't getting pushed out in like an anime schedule where they're trying to push out 100 episodes, talking about 8 episodes over the course of a year.
My question for you is, what would you rather have? A yearly release where it's like every year until it's done, where it's like we have moments of shoddy animation, but like in the peak moments, it's peak animation? Or would you rather it just be peak animation the entire time, but we're waiting like maybe a little bit longer, like a year or two longer each season?
I mean, I would be okay with the like a yearly schedule without that stuff, but I have a hard time believing that they just can't do better
Yeah.
already with what they have,
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
That's all it is. I don't think that, I don't blame the animators or anything like that. I think it's all just Amazon and how much money they're spending on the show. When you think
Agreed.
about, like, the budget that, like, Rings of Power has per episode,
Yeah.
and then you compare that to this show, it's like,
Or the
who,
boys.
yeah, oh yeah, The Boys.
There's
But
like
I mean,
not.
those are good shows, though. Unlike Rings of Power.
I tried getting into it, couldn't. Just
Yeah,
couldn't.
I don't think I've heard anybody say they like it. maybe I'm to be fair, I'm not like in the groups of people that probably would like it, but
same, same. Yeah. But it's one of those shows that even like Sapphire is a huge Lord of the Rings fan, huge Hobbit fan. Did not care to. We watched the first two episodes. Did not care to get through it.
Yep.
I do. We decided Mark and Eve are kind of 1A, 1B. Mark, yep. If we had to go with one, we would say Mark. I would probably say Eve, just because I want. But this is more or less incorrect. Like I want Eve to. I want Eve to have one win.
She's had a lot of wins this season. I don't think the I want whole her to season. Have
the whole
win.
Season.
That's a little greedy, I think.
I'm an Eve fan, all right? But 1A, 1B. I do have a top 10.
Okay.
Top Number 10 is Donald.
Okay.
I was getting pretty like, I don't know who to name after a while. Number 9 is Omni-Man. Another one, I'm like, I don't know who to name here. Number 8 is Battle Beast.
Okay. Okay.
This is where it gets real. Number 7, Debbie.
Okay. Yep. I mean, she had a big role this season.
Big role, just straight up. She's the mother figure. She's the person who holds the team together.
I mean, she got through her slump from last season, mm-hmm. seems like. You know, we didn't see her getting drunk every episode and crying alone. So
she's got her shit together and
herself, yeah.
Helped raise Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
We have Oliver, number 6. Yeah. Kind of a newer addition, newer hero, Kid Omni-Man. Gives Smart the question of, like, was Dad that evil? Was he that bad? Good, fair points. Number 5, Cecil.
Yeah.
Number 4, I put Alan the Alien. Very brief, but he does have an NBC for this year.
Yeah, he's good.
He's got one, so. Number 3 is kind of an honorable mention, but Rexplode.
Gotta get him in there. This will be the last time.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Number 2, I did. Number 1 and 2 is Mark and Eve. I put Mark 2 here on the list, but.
Yeah.
All right. This is where I think this gets interesting. And I think this is a really good question. This is our last question of the episode. Who is the most valuable villain of season 3?
Question.
I think if we had to give it, Omni-Man was season 1, and I would believe Angstrom Levy was season 2, and I think that's a pretty good spot to leave. I don't think there's much disagreement there.
So, I guess, here's the question. What makes a villain valuable? Is it their impact that they had, like the destruction they caused, or is it like the kind of like growth that they forced out of Mark?
I like the latter.
Because if we're going to say that, I mean, there's an argument to be made that Cecil, I know we said that he's not a villain, but, I mean, he's done a lot, even not on purpose, to shape Mark into the hero that he's become this season.
The only argument against Cecil is he is technically an anti-hero.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know we said he's not a villain.
They're on the same side.
I feel like otherwise, like for villains this season, I mean, Conquest pushes him to the breaking point. I mean, Angstrom Levy almost did. Like, he was going to kill him, it seemed like.
Yeah.
And
then you have Powerplex, too.
Yeah, Powerplex. But Powerplex kind of taught him the opposite.
Yeah.
Lesson, I feel like, which is interesting. But, like, knowing when to hold them and when to fold them, I guess, is kind of the question going forward, you know. And with somebody like Powerplex, you know, that's somebody that you can restrain and hold down and stop. And then, but, you know, somebody like Conquest,
you know, you have to fight.
You got to fold them. You know, you're never going to hold them down, make them stop, or get them to leave.
I made a list, but I was very questioning the top 4.
Yeah.
And I made a top 9 list. Couldn't figure out who to put at 10. 9, Immortal. 8, Montepaul. 7, I put maybe like Titan, Mr. Liu. You can probably split them. 6, I put the Mahler twins. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rip.
Number 5, Doc Seismic. And I'm pretty solid at him being at number 5.
Yeah. Just a side tangent. I feel like we saw a Mahler twin. Was that this episode? I feel like I saw one, like maybe it was in the last episode with Levy or something like that, in another dimension, like getting worked on.
Oh, maybe.
Like being like maybe by the tech, maybe it was in the technician world. Like I'm having a hard time remembering, but I feel like I saw one that was like
Ooh.
exploded. Like Oliver went through his chest, but he was getting like rebuilt. So maybe the Maulers aren't gone, and maybe we will see them again.
Maybe we'll see him
Yeah.
in hell.
Right. Hey, true. That would be a
'Cause,
great place to bring him in.
I mean, I wouldn't expect it there. So we'll see. I rest in peace, smaller twins. They're
For now.
probably, I think if we have a list of favorited villains, they're top 10 easily, if
Oh
not
yeah.
maybe
And
potentially top
that's,
five.
yeah, and that's the reason why I feel like there's a chance that we will see them again in some form. Maybe not how they were before, but we might see another Mahler twin. Maybe even from another dimension.
Maybe. We'll see. If anything, in hell.
Yep.
So yeah, my top four are Powerplex. I think yeah, Powerplex is four, Cecil three. I have Levy two, Conquest one. I don't know how I feel about it because like, it's hard to say because it is very episodic this year.
Yep. Because it
Conquest is
was
the.
one episode, yeah, came in and was beat in the same episode. Same with like Angstrom Levy. That's why I feel like that's why I had the thought of like Cecil, because he's like the presence throughout.
Yeah. He's just not the villain, and
Yeah.
he ends up being the good guy at the end.
Yeah.
Or like he
I
always
mean, kind
was.
yeah. He's a good guy that, yeah. I mean, he could have doomed the planet by keeping Conquest alive.
It's fair. It's fair. I think it's between Levy and Conquest.
Yeah, I
I think
mean,
Cecil has a really good argument. I think if this was most valuable antagonist, I think he win. But this is most valuable villain, and I don't know if I can put him in that category.
yeah, that's fair. And in that case, I think it, I mean, I feel like it's got to be Conquest then,
I
right?
think I
Like, I
have to
don't
put
think you,
Conquest.
yeah, I don't think you can put, like, the threat was just bigger. I mean, yeah, 18 Invincibles is crazy, but a lot of them got defeated by people that weren't invincible. Whereas Conquest, I mean, he barely got defeated by Invincible and Adam Eve at like the two
Invincible
most powerful,
Plus.
yeah, the most powerful heroes on the planet. Although I would assume that Spawn could give him a run for his money.
If he would actually be part of the
Yeah,
show.
yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was gonna send you, I don't think I did. I was gonna send you the comic panel because I found
Of Spawn,
Spawn.
yeah.
I was gonna send it to you. He's there. He doesn't do much.
Yeah, I believe it. Just
I'm sure there
literally
was
like
like
a.
a I'm sure there was like a tie-in Spawn comic of Invincible
Oh,
War.
that would be interesting if
I
there was a
don't know if
Spawn
there
comic of
was.
him fighting one of the. To actually get the fight would be cool.
And
Might
I
have
think
to
he
look into
would
that.
take down an Invincible or two. I
Yeah,
don't
I
know
think
about
so.
the
He's just
Invincible.
got. He's got like. You know, it's also interesting, right? Because that gets into the question, go a little deep into the lore. Who the hell is like Damian Darkblood and this other like demon guy when we know Spawn has Malbolgia or whatever, who's like the literal devil? So there is kind of like a weird. That would be cool if we got Malbolgia or even a mention. Just even like a little tease that Spawn does exist in this world. I would appreciate that a lot as a big Spawn fan.
That'd be dope. I don't think it's gonna happen, but it would be dope.
This would be the time to do it, right? With in
Oh,
like the hell stuff.
what if season four is just a Spawn Invincible crossover?
Oh man, that would be so sick.
I would be down. But we didn't get a Wolfman crossover though, which
Yeah,
is was
but
supposed to happen this season.
yeah, I feel like they showed him though at the end.
They might have.
Yeah, maybe I feel like I might have seen like a some sort of like clip or
I
whatever
don't
of like
remember who all the heroes
passing.
were, but I know it's like the new Guardians, more or less.
Yeah. But yeah. I would love to get some Spawn stuff. They've been talking about making a movie for years, years.
Would you rather have a Spawn movie or an animated show like Invincible?
I would take another animated show, honestly, because you just get so much more out of it. And I mean, the original Spawn animated show is actually really good.
Yeah. I don't know much about Spawn to say one way or another. That's like the one little lore that I just never got
There you go.
into.
Well, one day when you're real bored, go on HBO Max and watch Spawn. The
Okay.
cartoon is like pretty accurate to the first set of comic books, like first couple
I'll have to do
runs
that.
of comic books. Yeah, it's really good. It's
So,
dark and it's bloody and stuff, but it's good.
yeah, Todd McFarlane wrote it, right? I
Yep.
believe. Okay.
Yeah, that's his baby.
Yeah, he's also the person who runs Image
Yep.
or started Image too. So I think
Yep.
that's more or less why there was that huge crossover with all the characters. It'd be cool to see Spawn in there, but I don't think it's like necessary. Invincible's
No,
really good
it's
on
definitely
its
not.
own.
Yeah. I don't think we need Spawn, but I would, like I said, I would really love even just like a mention of something Spawn related. Like one of the demons like offhand mentions like Violator or something like that. Like that's all I need. You know.
Hey,
That would be enough.
we could.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen with the
Yeah.
storyline. And there was someone who said that, like, hey, season four is going to be all original content. And that was like an article. And then they did the whole Robert Kirkman. And I'm like, okay, you're taking way too much out of that conversation.
Yeah.
But the question of would I appreciate all new content for Invincible season four? And I think if Robert Kirkman's writing it, and it makes sense, and it's like more of like, hey, we're gonna just expand season four before we get into Viltrumite War, because Viltrumite War is kind. I want to call it the Marine Ford of Invincible, doing the One Piece reference, but the downside of it, I don't think it ever gets to the peak of Marine Ford, because that's One Piece is like most intense arc, so to speak. But I will say Viltrumite War, the next big upcoming comic book arc, is kind of like their mid-season. It's like the mid-season finale of sorts. So I don't know if season four will get there, and I forget how long the comics were, because like it's more or less just a bunch of fight scenes. So I can see season four being one half. The first half being like the up, and then the rest of it just being fight scenes. But I can also see season four being completely new, and then season five being just straight up the Viltrumite War.
My only concern was the idea of adding like more original stuff, which is like cool. But I'd worry about like actually getting to the end of the story. You know, when you start adding more stuff and stuff like that, like I'd rather have 7 seasons or 8 seasons that, you know, actually get to the end of the story versus having like 10 seasons that don't get to an ending.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I unless there's like outwardly other things that happen in our world that cause this, I think we're gonna get to the end of Invincible.
Yeah, I think so too. This isn't Netflix. If it was on Netflix, I'd be a lot more scared.
They'd
I
be
mean,
canceled already.
yeah. Whereas Amazon, I mean, they obviously they keep just paying for shows that no one watches. So hopefully, a show that does get watched, they'll keep going with.
Yeah. Well. All right, this is it for Invincible Season 3. I'm a little sad. I think we'll come back and kind of talk about it in the upcoming weeks. But for here on out, we have Daredevil. We're taking a break from Daredevil this week. We didn't have much to say about episode 3. But next week, Brandon, it's just Daredevil from here on out. We'll talk a little bit of Invincible, just kind of collecting our thoughts. And yeah, maybe I won't be wearing sunglasses after that.
Hopefully not. Or maybe it's the thing we just keep from now on.
Yeah, maybe. I do like the style. I don't hate it.
Yeah, the vibe, you know.
Survive.
Just like, yeah.
So,
All right.
all
Thank
right,
you.
Brandon. Signing off.